They've literally become Southern California's cool cats, grabbing media attention for photographs of them in the Hollywood Hills. But concern is high about the future of mountain lions in Southern California. New research says there's no question they face the risk of extinction in our lifetime.
It's, you know, about a 1 in 4 chance that populations could go extinct, which, you know, if you're a glass half full kind of person, you know, you're thinking to yourself, you got a 75% chance that they'll still be there. But the real issue comes in when you start to consider this whole idea of vortex, which is if one domino falls the wrong way, it could lead to this domino effect of more and more dominoes falling on the wrong side of things. So it just starts to swirl, and the probability of extinction dramatically starts to increase.
Dr. Justin Dellinger is a senior environmental scientist with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. Dellinger is one of the authors of a just-published study which looks at the possibility of the extinction of the mountain lion population in the Santa Monica Mountains and the Santa Ana Mountains. Seth Riley is chief wildlife ecologist for the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. He says if we start losing some of the mountain lions to unexpected causes, the extinction threat could increase.
If you only have a couple breeding males, for example, in the population, which we think can often be the case in our population, and then 1 week you get unlucky and one gets hit by a car and one dies of rodenticide poisoning, that you could be in trouble if you didn't happen to have some male kittens around, you know, or if you didn't have some immigration.
Dellinger says the loss of some of the cats could radically change the extinction curve.
Initially, you know, the models seem fairly optimistic with a 75% chance of persistence, but if one thing goes wrong, it could lead to a compounding effect where multiple things then all of a sudden start to go wrong. Could be that in as little as 11 to 12 years, you could see an extinction event. Again, if some of those unforeseen, unpredictable things occur.
The new report was published in the scientific journal Ecological Applications. The study's authors say that three ingredients are necessary for a healthy mountain lion population. They include large chunks of open space, connectivity between those open spaces, and strategies to help the big cats coexist with humans. The study looks at the concept of translocation, moving some of the mountain lions to other areas to help beef up the chance for survival. But Dellinger says that really isn't the best option.
Translocation is something that could work. It's definitely not a long-term feasible option. And it's also not just the mountain lions in the Santa Monicas. A lot of different species are just isolated from a broader population that sits to the north of 101 there. Translocation focuses solely on one species. A wildlife corridor over 101 would provide a benefit to multiple species.
The researchers say a better idea is establishing connectivity. In the Santa Monica Mountains, the 101 is a barrier between chunks of open space. In the Santa Ana Mountains, the 15 freeway limits mountain lion movement. They say it's another reason to pursue and test an idea that's already under development, a wildlife overcrossing in the Agoura Hills area, not just for mountain lions, but all types of animals. Seth Riley with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area.
We really feel excited about it. You know, people are very positive about it in general. I mean, people are positive about open space and about wildlife in general in Southern California. You know, it's an amazing thing that we still have mountain lions in the second largest metropolitan area in the country and one of the largest in the world. And I think that's a testament to how much people care about maintaining open space and maintaining the species that live in them.
Researcher Justin Dellinger says besides open space and the connectivity between open space areas, we need to create an atmosphere of coexistence. He says that lack of understanding has already led to the extinction of some animals like wolves. And he notes that it's humans who've been pushing development into what was wildlife habitat. We've been moving into their homes. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.